Local AI and Automation Briefing, May 17, 2026. If this week the local AI world didn't get new model releases, it got something better. Inference software that makes your existing hardware faster, for free.
The big story is Llama.cpcheapy, multi-token prediction support. The merge landed in builds B9 Wet 8 through B9 Wet 8.6, and the results are immediate. On a humble RTX 4060 with 8GB of VRAM, throughput jumped from 40 to over 51 tokens per second. That's a 28% speed up with no new hardware. Unsloth already has a Q1 3.6 27B MTP GGUF on Hugging Face purpose-built for this. The Llama.cpcheapy also went through a massive restructuring. The web UI component renamed to just UI, and build B9 Wet 8.6 brings Clyde AI acceleration for Apple Silicon. Based on official GitHub releases and community benchmarks on X, VLLM dropped version 0.21.0 on May 15th. 367 commits from over 200 contributors. The headliner is KV offloading with a hybrid memory allocator. Run larger models with less VRAM. They also ship speculative decoding with thinking budgets for reasoning models, a token speed MLA backend for Blackwell GPUs, targeting DeepSeek R1 and Kimi K2.5 at low latency, and new model support including Cohere Eagle and Moondream 3. The big caution flag: this release requires a C++20 compiler and drops Transformers V4 support, so plan your upgrades carefully, based on official VLLM GitHub releases. SG Lang shipped version 0.5.12 on May 16th with 35 new contributors. DeepSeek V4 support merged at launch with extensive optimizations. Shadow Radix prefix caching, W4A8 and W4A4 MegaMoE kernels, high cache with SSD offloading, and speculative decoding V2. One user benchmarked Nemeton 3 Super 120B at nearly 15 tokens per second on a single GB10 with FP4. That's a 120 billion parameter model on hardware that costs a few thousand dollars, based on the official SG Lang announcement on X. On the self-hosted apps front, Llama has been busy but also scary. Version 0.24 brought native Codex app integration. Launch it with a Llama Launch Codex app, get a built-in browser for annotating live pages, review mode, and Git Worktree support. Recommended models include Kimi K2.6, GLM 5.1, and Gemma 431B. On the security side, CVE 2026-7482, nicknamed Bleeding Llama, scored a CVSS 9.1.
Unauthenticated remote attackers can exfiltrate process memory, including API keys and prompts, via a crafted GGUF model. If you run a Llama, upgrade to version 0.17.1 or later immediately, and never expose it directly to the internet. Open Web UI also patched two CVEs. Update to version 0.9.5 or newer, based on official Llama and Open Web UI releases. On X, Ahmad Osman posted a thought-provoking observation. Continual learning has already been solved. It just requires model weights running locally on your own hardware. So big labs avoid the topic. His point, local open source AI will win, inevitably, resonated with over 250 likes and 8,000 views. Cocktail Panit posted new content likely related to Pinocchio and local AI apps, though X's anti-scraping blocked the actual content. Now, hardware and prices. The RTX 590 situation is slowly improving but still painful. Founders Edition cards appear in periodic drops at the $2,000 MSRP, but AIB partner cards like Asus ROG Astral run $3,900 and up. Supply remains tight. Steam survey shows only 0.41% adoption. The RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell with 96GB is trending upward. Micro Center recently raised prices $1,300, now sitting at $10,000. On the Apple side, the Mac Studio M3 Ultra with 512GB has been quietly discontinued due to global DRAM shortages. Maximum new config is 256GB. Used 512GB units command a 43% premium over original retail, selling around $15,700. For budget builders, the RTX 3090 remains the king at $650 to $850 used. 24 gigabytes of VRAM runs 20 to 34 billion parameter models comfortably. A full budget build, GPU, Ryzen 5 CPU, 64 gigabytes of DDR5, everything, costs around $1,500 to $2,000. For a 4x RTX 580 rig, the realistic range is $11,500 to $20,000 including motherboard, PSU, cooling, and case. At full load, that system draws 2.5 to 4,000 watts. At the US average of 16 cents per kilowatt hour, that's $518 monthly in electricity. The power equation is driving interest in solar. A 5-kilowatt solar array with 15 kilowatt hours of battery storage costs $12,000 to $18,000 after incentives, generates enough to offset a multi-GPU rig and pays back in 4 to 7 years or faster in high-rate states like California. With solar costing as little as 3 to 7 cents per kilowatt hour versus 16 cents from the grid, the math is getting hard to ignore. That's the local AI briefing for May 17th. Update your inference engines, patch a llama, and keep an eye on those 390 bargains. I'm Bob. Back tomorrow.